True Blue, and the gentleman who designed these two courses, Mike Strauss, who sadly is gone before his time. But after seeing his work, I know some people put him years ago in the love it or hate it category, but if they'd have seen some of the destination properties today that people just seem to love, I would think that somebody like Mike Strauss was an architect ahead of his time with some incredible golf designs. And you see him all the time. Tell us a little bit. We'll start with True Blue.
Yeah, True Blue opened in 1998. He was actually working on True Blue. Did a little work at the Heritage Club while he was building True Blue. And they had also just broke ground on Tobacco Road as well, up in the Pinehurst area. To see Mike's drawings, and we actually have a few on display in the clubhouse lobby, he was truly an artist. He had the inept ability to take that idea from his head to the paper to actual land. And I think that's what makes it like so incredible. Because in his head, he drew, you know, sketched it out, and then how the golf holes turned out, it really is incredible.
Well, I think when you look at the early holes, you start to see some real great creativity in the green complexes, and just the way that some of those creeks slide around the green, adding some risk reward. It's really neat to see what he came up with. And the early stretch of holes will test your game right away.
No, absolutely. You know, right out the gate, you know, True Blue's a little different. It's 5 par 5s, 5 par 3s. You know, you're coming out the gate with a long par 5. And, you know, like you said, the green complexes are very unique to Mike Strauss' design. The bunkering is another thing where when you go from one Strauss course to the other, those are the similarities where you see that flash bunkering, the high face bunkers, the oblong green complexes. He's a master of deception. And with a lot of these holes, especially the first time you play it, you know, you feel like you want to hit it in, you know, one direction when in actuality you should be going on the other side of the fairway. And True Blue has enormous fairways, but that's kind of all part of the design, and that is all part of the scheme of the golf course. So the strategy is, depending on pin placement, length of the hole, club you're hitting off the tee, is finding those spots in the fairway for the best angle to attack the greens, because it is really a second shot golf course at True Blue.
Well, I know one thing is that there's a fair amount of water in the early going, and then it kind of fades away, it seems like, after that. I know that first par 3 hole, I believe hole number 3, can play a little deceptive. And if you can get it over the water and you can get it over the sand, even the front ridge of that green allows for some challenge. Tell us about the third hole, because I think it is something really unique that you face there. Multiple challenges, really, on a short hole.
You know, a lot of teeing ground. So the hole plays different every day, depending on where the tee box is set up, where the pin placement is. You know, straight on from the blue or gold tees, it's a 3-club difference from a front pin location to a back pin location. If you remember, the green is like an hourglass shape. So only a madman would try to fly a pin high to a middle pin. There's not a lot of wiggle room left or right. It's got to be pretty much right on the money to get it close. But again, the green complex, you know, an island green surrounded by, you know, waste area and bunker, and it's truly a fun hole. Actually, I got my first hole in one ever on that hole. So, a little personal story there, but it truly is. It plays different every day depending on wind direction. It is a very challenging shot. It's very intimidating standing on that side of the water, knowing that, you know, you've got to hit it the right distance, or you could be in for some trouble.
I misgaged that one and left one in the front sand pile. But you know what? You get up there and you get behind that high face bunker, and it's amazing how much green you don't have to work with up on that front side that's kind of hitting. It's hidden. And an amazing challenge there. And that's where my pin was, kind of tucked in behind the bunker. So it can get...
Rolls, yeah. that green rolls away from you from the bunker as well. It makes that shot even a little more difficult.
While we're talking about par threes, let's talk about 16. That is a visual, intimidating par three. It plays a little longer than a lot of par threes, but that high face bunker on the right side, when you stand there for a moment, it can really test your nerves on trying to play that hole and where you want to try to hit the golf ball on your tee shot.
Again, depending on the pin location on that, and that's actually one of the bigger greens on the golf course, where it's not a lot of undulation. All the breaks are pretty subtle, but the hole sets up for you to want to hit it in the left bunker, because unless you bring on the nerve of taking it over the water completely, especially on a right pin, it can get a little dicey. So it's club selection, and then again, how much nerve you have, because I got to tell you, you may be dry in that left bunker, but that's about as hard up and down as there is on the entire golf course.
You come up the 18th hole. It is quite a test and a shot, and it's a beautiful approach into 18 with the clubhouse behind it. And I feel that if you can survive maybe the more challenging start than a lot of golf courses have, and an interesting finish, you can have a pretty good round of golf over at True Blue.
No, absolutely, and for a lot of years, and I've been at True Blue now for 17 years, and it is unfairly categorized as a difficult golf course. Now, it is visually intimidating, no doubt about it. You have to see that firsthand. But once you play the golf course, there is plenty of room, to maneuver your tee shots, to hit into the greens. 18, for perfect example, you have waste area running up the right, water up the left. But, that fairway is literally 100 yards wide at its widest spot. And it's got plenty of landing area. And it doesn't leave you a ridiculously long shot into the green. Intimidating, yes, because the green jets out into the water, but it's not a green where you're going to be hitting a hybrid or a 4-iron into. It's really fair, and I think after you play it once or twice, you get the feel, and you can shoot some really, really good scores there once you kind of get an idea of where you can and really can't miss.
Bart, one of the great things about having two great courses in an area is when they are so close together. And I think that, perfect example, I pull out of the True Blue parking lot and I have a whole 90-second drive till I'm coming through the front gates down the street over at Caledonia. And it's fantastic to have two great golf courses so close together. But let's just start by the drive-in. Caledonia, with its trees and the Spanish moss hanging down over the driveway, and then you come around the corner and you look at that Southern-style clubhouse, it has an amazing feeling. And then when you look at the short game area on the right, the golf club doesn't look like it's about 30 years old. It looks more like it's about 100 years old.
It does. And Mike did a great job fitting that golf course into that property. And as you said, it's a very, they're literally, the golf courses are across the street from each other. But they are two completely different properties. And that's what makes it so fun. Two totally different properties, two totally different golf courses. And if you didn't know it, Mike, you would never believe the same person designed both golf courses. A few similarities. But when Mike did Caledonia in 1994, he had just finished working with Tom Fazio. And a lot of those course intricacies you can see carried over into Caledonia. The drive-in, I usually tell people there's some things you can't make. And 400-year-old oak trees lining the driveway is one of them. And it is quite a sight. And I hear this a lot. A lot of people, a lot of visitors come to town for Masters Week. They'll come into Myrtle Beach, play a few rounds of golf, go over to the Masters for a couple days. And it is the closest thing most visitors can experience as to Augusta National. The Magnolia Lane and that driveway coming in is pretty special. And when you turn in facing the clubhouse, the marsh off to the left, it's quite a sight. So when you were finishing up at Caledonia that day and we're there for sunset on the opposite side of the marsh, it creates a pretty picture, no doubt about it.
Well, I know that some golf courses will tell you they have a signature hole, but you could almost say all 18 holes at Caledonia are signature hole. But is there one that maybe generates a little more conversation among the golfers that come to play it? Because I just found so many interesting challenges on that golf course. And the one thing they say about great golf courses is they make you hit every club in the bag. And I found that to be the case over at Caledonia.
No, absolutely. And you're measuring out to over 6,500 yards. It is a par 70, but you do have the opportunity, especially after playing it a couple times, you're going to hit every club in the bag, as you said. And that is, long irons off tees, long irons in the par fives, three woods, hybrids, drivers. It is, it's a really fun golf course. Every hole is unique and different. As you said, I totally agree with that. We do not have a signature hole, really, at either golf course. We have a lot of photographed holes, but there are so many, I don't even know where to start. The hole you hear people talk about the most, more so for the ambiance than the actual hole itself, is the 18th hole, especially in the spring and the fall. It's kind of a layup off the tee, short iron into the green across the marsh and the pond. But in the spring and the fall, and even in the summer, a lot of times golfers that have finished their round for the day will be out on that back porch. And it is quite very nerve-wracking when you can hear people cheering, booing. Clearly, they're placing bets on guys hitting who's going to get closest to the hole on the 18th hole. And it actually makes for quite a backdrop.
Well, Bart, I have to tell you that do not leave your approach shot on the downslope of the left side pot bunker. It makes for a very difficult up and down. But you're right. 18 is an outstanding view as you come into that clubhouse there. I know that caught that hole at a great time of day, and it's one that regardless of what you score, you'd almost like to go back out and play it over and over again. So I know, Bart, that a lot of people say, oh, you're part of Myrtle Beach, but technically your address is not Myrtle Beach, but you're not really far away. Where are these two great golf courses in relationship to the heart of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina?
True Blue and Caledonia, but it's not far out of reach. The Grand Strand stretches for about 90 miles just south of Wilmington, to down to us, just north of Georgetown, South Carolina. So it's you got a lot to choose from. But the South End with True Blue and Caledonia and a few others it's as good a golf as I've come across in an area in the entire country.
Well, it is outstanding golf on both golf courses. And I can personally verify that if you're staying up in North Myrtle Beach, the best thing to do is get a tee time on early Sunday, because you can drive right down 17 through the heart of the Myrtle Beach community and almost not see any cars on the road. So
that's time. You figured that out, my man. That's a good call.
Yeah, that wasn't exactly the plan, but it does work out that way. Bart, finally, tell us the best way to make a tee time if somebody's coming down there. Get a couple of tee times lined up for a day of 18 or either 36 holes of golf in one day, since the two courses are so close together.
No, absolutely. And we do offer a two-play special, one rate for both for two rounds, one at each golf course. You can visit us at truebluegolf.com or caledoniagolfandfishclub.com for any information and to book tee times. We also have a in-house package provider, Caledonia Golf Vacation. So if you're looking for a stay and play, we can service that request as well.
Well, one of the other great things about, especially about Caledonia, is sitting there on the patio or inside that clubhouse next to the fireplace, enjoying some outstanding food and beverage, including the pork sandwich, which I highly recommend. It was extremely good. Bart Romano, Director of Golf, True Blue, Caledonia Golf and Fish Club, thanks for joining us here at Golfers on Golf.